1, this is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, that's good. Before I proceed, are there any is there a station who could just confirm that I'm making the repeater okay?
W2J.
Thank you, Don. All right, well, welcome, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and we're designing K2BAR tonight, as we do each and every week. This net is held every Thursday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz. Repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, located in Alpine, New Jersey, or say the 2-meter repeater. The offset is -600, the PL is 141.3, -600, 141.3. The echo link seems to be down. No one I know can connect to it, so try K2FJ-L, K2FoxJuliet-L, but it does seem to be down. So I'm going to verify that, maybe prove us wrong, that'd be great. In any case, this net is a little different than other nets in that it's conversation. It's conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the natural phenomena and science underneath our hobby. It's also about what we do with it. It's our experiences, what we've done, aspire to do, things we never want to do again, and the like. Less always fun. Sometimes they're horrific, but they're fun. In any case, the other thing you could do is you could post a for sale, swap, or wanted item to the net. So all of that's allowed as well. We hope you'll participate tonight. And do check in a little differently than other nets. Let me just take a pause here. So the way we check into this net is we log in with our call sign, our name, then we indicate whether we have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, some part, you know, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And you might ask, why none of the above? Well, the answer to that question is so we can gauge how to frame the net. So it's really kind of important you check in, even if you don't have attributes at this time. So, let me take a break here. There's one other thing. Before we check in, I also want to point out that we have a Yahoo group that's a closed Yahoo group, so you won't get bam. And, pardon me, I've got a case of the yawnies here. The Yahoo group is ComTech Group. Yahoo groups. Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo, ComTech Group. Feel free to look it up. And if you can't find it for any reason or have trouble accessing it or signing up for it, just give me a call or just shoot me an email at w2tango@arl.net or att.net or att.com. It's whiskey2tango, any of those domains will work. Alrighty, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with November, please call K2BAR. We are Novemberless. How about Alpha?
AA2WP, good evening, Gordon.
Willie P, how are you, Bill? What are your intentions?
Just turn the radio on, just hanging out.
Okay, very good, Bill. Any other Alphas? Okay, how about Whiskies?
K2BAR, W2PDQ, Richard in Clifton, New Jersey.
Good evening, Richard. What are your intentions, sir?
You know what? I just think I was just going to check in. It looks like you're a little low on check-ins tonight. So that'll be all. Thank you, 73.
We were low on check-ins last week, and we had only one question and one announcement, and that lasted 2 hours, so go figure. All right, any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, with a comment.
B2SE, no traffic.
Whiskey 2, November Papa Radio, Hector, with a couple of for sale items.
Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey 2, November Papa Radio, Hector, with a couple of for sale items.
Okay, whoopsie. Hector, very fine. What the heck did I just do? Just managed to send my computer into Nanoland. There we go. So you got some for sale items, Hector. No problem. I got you covered there. Who is the station that doubled with Hector?
Whiskey Alpha 2, Sierra Echo.
Bob, I said I got you with your quick comment. I got you. Who is the other station?
W2JEK, traffic.
Okay, Don, W2JEK, I got you. Who is the station who doubled with Don?
You get me, Gordon? W2SE, no traffic.
Got you, too, Bruce, no problem. Who is the station who doubled with Don?
W2LCN, listening over here in Bloomingdale.
Roger, hello, Rick. Welcome aboard. What are your intentions, Rick?
I'm just listening. Packing up for a little fishing trip tomorrow, so I'm listening here on the side.
I'm not going to school tomorrow. Got it. Okay. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Echo 2 Romeo. Charlie just listening.
Charlie, it's always great to hear you. Alrighty. Very fine. Any other whiskeys? Okay, Kilos.
KB2 and a lake, Chris, just listening.
Okay, Chris, KB2 and a lake, I got you. Any other kilos?
2 EIR, just listening.
Good evening, Howie. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos? I want to give Novembers one more shot. Novembers?
Yeah, this is November 4, Yankee Kilo Echo, Pete and Yonkers.
Okay, November 4, Yankee Kilo Echo. Pete, welcome aboard. What are your intentions tonight, sir?
I sort of came in late, so I'm trying to catch the drift. I hear you selling things, so I'm listening out. So I'll come back at you later on if you want, but then we'll wipe it. Right now,
Roger, Pete, very good. Okay, any other stations, any call signs?
N2NBR, John, just listening.
Well, we have N2NBR, and we have, what do you call it, W2NBR. Very good, John. Welcome aboard. Any other stations? Okay, very good. We got quite a crowd here tonight. That's good. W2JEK, Don, it's your ball, K2BAR.
Barrow will be running Friday, MNET at the Westwood High School, 101 Ridgewood Road, Township of Washington, Bowers, and if you're coming, please borrow a radio license. People whose license taking all their tests, businesses are no longer being issued. The test is the same as the code.
Very good, Don. Thank you very much for that. Anybody have any questions or comments about licensing? All right, very good. Don, anything else?
Yeah, one other thing. General, the extra class license question pool is going to... So what's in place in the question pool for a test session? Back to that, W2K.
Very, very good. All right, anybody else? Okay, well, thank you, Don. That's much obliged. That's very, very good. Okay, let's go to Hector. Hector has some for sale items. K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, W2NPR. Good evening, all. I got a couple things I'd like to unload, and let's see what happens. If any of you are in need, or know anybody who is in need, of an antenna system that consists of a crank-up tower, an HF beam, a couple of VHF, UHF beams, a rotator, etc., I am offering my antenna system for sale. It's a U.S. Tower HDX-538 that comes with a tilt-over rig, a Yaesu G1000 rotator, an OptiBeam OB95, a 5-element Cushcraft 6-meter beam, that's the A505S, Cushcraft dual-band beam, that A27010S, tri-band vertical mast, and all of that stuff. It's the HF beam is rather young. I only put it up in August. Everything else is 5 years old. I have upgraded this tower in terms of the winch. It now wears a much heavier duty winch. Also, the tilt-over rig wears the same winch. And it is nearly effortless to crank this thing up and down, along with tilting it over. Of course, the base comes with the tower also. What you really need are the new bolts that go into the concrete, and, well, the concrete. So, preferably I'd like to sell it as a package. I'm asking $3,500 for probably $9,000 worth of equipment. Of course, you have to come pick it up. If you know anybody with a truck or a trailer, or an automotive flatbed is another option, it's yours. So, my contact information is good on QRZ, and, you know, we'll chat then. I am, however, willing to sell these things separately, so if you only need the tower, I will sell the tower. Let me pause for a second. And the like. But there are things that I would like to group together, like the tower and the rotator and the mast. That would be a package. I'd be willing to separate the antennas. Anything the tower would need to accommodate antennas, like a rotator and the mast, will not be separated. So we can discuss it offline, and you can see photos of it on my QRZ page. I have a website, which is mycall.com. That's whiskey2nationalpublicradio.com. There are ads on QTH and QRZ with a slightly different photo. So there you go. All right, and let me pass it back to Ned. K2BAR. Thank you, Gordon, from W2NPR.
Okie dokie, and you can be reached at the Interboral address?
I don't have one. My email that I have on QRZ is good. And that's really the easiest way to get me.
Okay, no problem. That works. Alrighty, let's see. Trying to think if there's anything else we need to cover. Anybody have any questions or comments or requests of information? Hector.
And of course, we can talk on the phone. So, anyone interested can send me an email, and then we can exchange phone numbers and go from there. So that's just another tidbit. Again, thanks, Gordon, and we'll be listening on the net. W2NPR.
Yeah, by the way, is that ham shack with that complete residential ham shack still available for sale?
Well, all the stuff that I have on the bench, I'm going to box up and take with me. I may, at some point, have to upgrade, especially the FM transceivers as we go deeper into digital modes. So, who knows? Maybe at some point in the future I may have a 756 Pro 3 for sale, but I don't know. I like that radio too much to sell it. And all of the other stuff that's here, it's not even worth the time typing up an ad.
No, I was more referring to the residence.
Oh, I'm sorry. The residence is for sale. It is on the multiple listings also. I put it up, well, it went live this past Saturday. And as advice from my real estate agent to not scare away any potential buyers, I told her it's not a problem for me to remove the aluminum umbrella in my backyard and put it in the garage. So my antenna plans for my next QTH do not include this tower. So that's one reason why I've decided to put it up for sale and see if I can sell it. Worst case scenario, I'll take it with me and try and unload it down there, or just simply use it. But we'll see how it goes. And you know, if I end up using it, I had gotten the suggestion a few days ago to use it as a second tower, which I very well may do. How it goes.
Yep. Given your anticipated plans, I would say it'd be nice to have a tower for your tinker toys apart from the stuff that's serious. Hi.
Yes, indeed. But down there, I'm allowed 90 feet. So I already have the next antenna system drawn up on paper on what I'd like to get, what tower I'd like to get, and the antennas that'll go up on it. Undoubtedly, it will be another OptiBeam. Because I am so impressed with this one that I'm going to get a different one. A little bit bigger than this because I'll have the room for it.
That's great. Would you mind my asking the jurisdiction you're planning to live in allows 90-foot antenna supports?
Let the advertisement go by. That is statewide. However, there are towns and yes, jurisdictions that could override that. However, in essence, well, in a nutshell, what they, when they say 90 feet, it is because as an average, the size of the properties as an average, should the structure fall, it must fall within the confines of your property. So that, and to make sure it's safe, it doesn't affect anybody's health or welfare, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if it does meet all of that criteria, you're allowed up to 90 feet. Now, in an HOA, I don't think that would be possible. You know, it goes. So for those of you who don't know, I am relocating to the Raleigh, North Carolina area. And, you know, go down there and hit the refresh button. I will be with the same company, because my company is a cool outfit, and I can go pretty much anywhere I wish, so long as my position is. So that's where I'm headed, and looks like we'll retire there, and that's it. So we'll see what happens. And if it gets too expensive to live there, I'll pack it up, buy a waterfront condo in Florida, and wait to knock on the pearly gates. K2BAR, W2NPR.
Ain't gonna do that. Anyway, that's all good. Thank you very much for that little bit of elaboration. That's good. Anybody have any questions for Hector? Are you, Hector, any last comments?
None at this time. Good luck to those who are looking to put up a tower, whether you buy mine or buy yours. Just remember, a little bit of advice, and an awful lot of engineers will say this too. Overbuild your foundation because your support structure must not fail. So that, and allow room for it to tilt over and horizontal elements on an HF beam, etc. So, a lot of thoughts into going into it. So, that's that. Okay, we're going to take a seat back and listen. K2BAR. Thanks again, Gordon. W2NPR.
I just want to point out that your CASA and your tower and everything else, the antennas and such, are pretty well situated. You're one of only a couple of hams in Hasbrook Heights that have really capitalized on the use of the heights in a major way, and really have a beautiful antenna installation, and it's upgraded in so many nice ways that it's a shame we don't have anybody immediately who just want to move to Hasbrook Heights, you know, and acquire the house, which has been well maintained as well. All the ham amenities already squared away, and the neighbors already desensitized. That would be, it's a shame to let that go to waste. I have a similar situation, but my house isn't as nice and my lots aren't as nice, but I probably have, well, other than HF antennas, I have quite a bit of antennas, but I hear you. Well, good for you, Hector. Thank you again. W2NPR, let's see, let's give it to Bob, W-H-Y-S-C, who had a quick comment as well. K2BAR.
Been running and connected to lots of different things. I see a number of things, web pages and whatnot, password actually. Also, terribly exciting for somebody else.
Okay, I think we got the first part was cut off a little bit, but yeah. So you have an operational node in Oradell, and it's right off on Oradell Avenue, or Ridgewood Avenue, whatever, and it's got a tunnel into the rest of the network, which is great. That's super. So is, you know, that little bit of turf is lit up. I did want to point out that this weekend, if you have Ubiquiti gear and you can be on channel minus two with a 5 meg bandwidth, channel minus two and a 5 meg bandwidth running Arden, A-R-E-D-N as your SSID, you will be graced with the opportunity to, we're going to put some temporary nodes up on some really high spots to prove out something. Up from Friday night late until Sunday evening. So keep that in mind. If you have Ubiquiti gear, keep that in mind. And a lot of the coordination for running around will be on 442. So just be aware of that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I keyed up and nothing's happening. I see my signal going out, but am I making it?
You're in the repeater, no problem. Maybe he's got a transit button problem over there, or if he's using something remote, there might be something wrong.
Yeah, thanks, Hector. Okay, because I was unkeying and hearing nothing. All right. Anybody have any comments about mesh networks? Alrighty. Bob, did you want to add any more? Alrighty. I will be down at the Fairlawn Club tomorrow night. Got a couple of different things going on. We have 10 Cub Scouts or Weevil Scouts from PAC-45 coming over to do communicate. We also have, I'll have the my trailer there and finalize the configuration for the mesh deployment that we'll do after the meeting, testing it out. Question about this, loyal.net, or call me on the phone. It's not hard to find my phone. Welcome to do so. Want further info. Anybody else? I just want to point out that we had a great Barra auction last Sunday. Great fun, great time. It was had by all. A couple of items I was interested in, I actually got, which was kind of interesting. And Hector, just one point. You like your Pro 3, as did I when I had mine. I have upgraded to a Flex 5000, but the predecessor to my 756 Pro 3 was a pair of 746 Pros. I went retro over the weekend, last weekend, and bought myself a 746 Pro just to have 100 watts or 2 meters, one little box. That was very convenient for the ham shack and for quick demos. That way I don't have to rip the radio out of my car, which is kind of nice too. Anyway, so that was kind of my thing. Alrighty, anybody else have anything for the net? I guess we're going to do a shorty tonight. Alright, well, I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club and the Berkshire Association and all you guys for participating in the net tonight. forward to seeing you and some of you at Kit Night on Tuesday at Washington Township Municipal Building at 7 o'clock or at Fairlawn tomorrow night at 6 o'clock till 9. So with no further ado, oh, I should just point out that the echo link on this repeater seems to be down. Why? But N2OEL was unable to get in. I suspect it malfunctioned, and with 2OEL mode, he was a little upset about that. But K2FJ has been in some hospital. Probably not going to get taken here. I will drop a note to Tony and to a few. I'm sure he knows. No further ado, VAR W2T turning to normal amateur radio.
Thank you very much, Gordon. KAB2 in LA.
My pleasure, Chris.
The other room, Hector. No, you're not getting a tower.
I don't have any more room for towers in my yard.
I have to be careful. The wife's saying that there's no more room for me in the yard. KAB2 in LA.
It only becomes a problem when a 200-foot four-legged tower shows up. Then, you know, she might want to throw something at you. W2NPR.
Yeah, well, she's good to me, but she said no. Because I said, oh, honey, and she's listening in. And I said it as a joke, and she came back without a joke.
No, it was never a question in my family.
But you could plant flowers around it and make it look pretty.
Planting climbing shields can get a pretty trellis of roses.
Think of the grapes you could grow. Ho, ho, ho.
There you go. So says the guy with no lady in the house to answer to.
Anymore.
I didn't know about that part. I wasn't going to ask.
Well, Hector, I was just told that flowers can go around a gravestone also.
Well, if it'll make her happy, I'll paint the tower green before you come by it.
Why don't you just move into Hector's house?
Yeah, just buy this place. The price is negotiable.
I did look at the pictures, and it is tempting.
And the problem is his wife will tell him, yeah, you can go move there.
Tell her there's a really nice garage in the backyard that she can pull into. And if you add a heater in there, even if it's 10 degrees outside, if you set the thermostat right, it could be 50, 60 degrees in there. You could work on cars I work on cars in a t-shirt in the wintertime.
That sounds excellent, Mr. Rabbit. Yeah, the, personally, you know, I don't know when I'll ever get to move out of this place, but, one way or another, the order of battle is an RV, and then once the RV, if we're not moving, then I'm going to buy a plot of acreage somewhere that I can drive my RV to, play with my antennas, and pop a shed there to terminate all the cable power.
Not a tombstone.
I'm not going to have a tombstone. Actually, you know, unless my wife decides that we really want to spend money, I already have a grave. There's already a monument there. All I have to do is have, you know, my name etched into it after being planted.
It'd be field day almost every day. Well, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was actually thinking is, you know, get a piece of property, put up towers, put up a shed. Don't leave a lot in the shed. Just terminate the cables, terminate the power. Maybe as a well, put, you know, wellhead in there and be done with it.
Oh, that sounds like a good plan. That sounds like a good plan indeed. Well, I'm going to go off into the sunset and change out of these work clothes, and then have a spot of tea, and then go horizontal for a little while, and off to do the work thing tomorrow.
What can I say?
Well, the weather for Saturday, it's not going to be as warm, but it's certainly going to be nice. Saturday I'm taking the tower out of the sky, and it's going to be rolled into the garage. And then I'll leave the concrete the way it is for now. For if it turns out a ham will buy this house, then I'll put the tower back up in the air. I'll do all the work again and put it up in the air and set it up, and so it's ready to go. That's it. So that's what's going on Saturday. Oh, and the other thing, for you Bergenites, Bergen County is having a hazardous material collection this Saturday in Moonaki. It's at the bottom of Empire Boulevard. I was looking at their website the other day. I think it's bcway.org or something like that. But anyway, I was looking to see when hazardous materials could be collected, and, well, that's this Saturday. I got a lot of stuff that I got to get rid of in the garage, so I'm going down Saturday morning. And when I leave there, I'm leaning the tower over. Then my muscle will come later in the afternoon to help me muscle all of the steel into the garage. So, aerosol cans, paint cans, all of that stuff, they'll, use motor oil. You can bring it on down and get rid of it. W2NPR.
Very, very good. Hey, do any of you guys know, I see these weather stations up on APRS, and I'm wondering, is their format different than what the National Weather Service requires in the way of a weather station format? If anyone's actually bought a weather station and implemented it and is happy about it, is it like no?
I had an Accurite. Let me see if I got it. Accurite, it did link into the computer. I didn't have access through Bluetooth or anything. But I will say that it stayed up on my roof for about 5.5 years. And just once a year I would have to go up and change the battery. As for the format, I'm not too sure about it. But it was, for the price, it was worth the money.
So, what was the brand called?
Accurite. In the move from that house to this house, I did damage it, so I do have to buy a new one now.
All right, very good.
They have them that do link into the weather service for monitoring, though.
All right, I'll keep that Accurite. And you had a rain gauge, a rain gauge and a anemometer and a weather vane, and what else?
Considered what they call a 5-in-1, so that it was temperature, humidity, barometer, sensor for measurement, and wind and speed.
That's wonderful. Hang on. One of our friends seems to be having trouble with his car. Yeah, we got to go buy somebody a gallon of gas.
Oh, boy. Have fun with that. And let's hope that's all that's wrong. 7-3, guys. W2NPR is QRT. 7-3.
All right, 7-3, Hector. You made me laugh, by the way, when we were comparing notices to the authority required in order to put up a tower. All right, 7-3, Chris. God bless. W2TDD.
All right, take care, gentlemen. Have a good evening. KB2 in LA.